Boys, what do you think of the Mirror's Edge Catalyst gameplay we've seen this week?
Looks awesome. Mm-hmm. Looks awesome. I'm going to say it again. It looks good.
It does.
I love Mirror's Edge. Mm-hmm. Mirror's Edge 1 is so freaking good. If you have not played it, go play it. It is on Xbox One, backwards compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
So please play that game if you are interested at all in this one.
I'm interested. Because
it is really good.
I'm so interested. Good.
I only played the demo for the original Mirror's Edge.
I love it, dude. There's just the oh crap, what's the word I'm looking for? I've already said this word today. I was talking about Bloodborne and I said it. The atmosphere. Is that the word I'm looking for? Just the design of the city and stuff. Just the overall just design of the game in terms of the like buildings and just the art design. That's what I'm looking for. The entire art design behind that game is just so pretty. Everything is just super sleek. They like subtly hint to you like where you're supposed to go based just with the color red and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just the entire look of that game is just so just slick and just futuristic and cool looking. And it's like one of the first, I'm not sure if there were any like free running games before that, but it's the first one I ever even knew of, you know, first person like platforming games. And it was heavily built around it. Like you could use a gun,
mm-hmm.
but like it really, I mean, really wanted you to just keep going. I mean, there were like trophies and stuff for like not killing one person throughout the game. Mm-hmm. There was hand to hand combat and stuff that required you like countering attacks and like taking guys' guns away from them or stuff. But I don't. The story was meh. Like I don't really remember that. Just the gameplay and just the overall just like feeling the game gives you. Like and the score is so freaking good. Like the theme song for that game mm-hmm. just like was really good. It got stuck in my head a lot. So yeah, just thinking about that game just gives me a really like
boner
good feeling, like kind of even though it's not that old, it gives me like a really nostalgic feeling because I think when I played that game I was just like I don't know, just really happy when I played it, so right. But yeah,
so it's safe to say you're excited for Catalyst,
yes,
then, which is a prequel,
so
correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So is it the same person?
Yes, he mm-hmm. plays Faith. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks cool. Awesome for what I've seen. I can't give much thought on it because I haven't played the first one, but mm-hmm. from what I've seen it just looks like a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And it looks awesome. Like you said, it looks very beautiful as well. So definitely excited to dabble mm-hmm. on that upon release next month.
Yeah. Hopefully DICE can get some love again from this game after all the crap they've been getting. So
yeah, totally.
I'm definitely excited.
From Eddie Mackick of GameSpot, quote, "The release date for Witcher 3 Wild Hunt's upcoming Blood and Wine expansion may have been revealed." Now, this is a very weird name for a company. WCCF Tech. Don't know how you'd even pronounce that, but that's what it says. Notice that Polish gaming... That, by the way, that was not his quote. I'm continuing his quote now.
Okay.
Notice that Polish gaming website Gry Online recently listed the upcoming expansion as launching on June 7th. CD Projekt Red has yet to make an official announcement, so it is not yet confirmed. Though it's possible this is a placeholder date, a June 7th release date does match up with the content's previously announced first half of 2016 release window, end quote. This is probably true.
I want that.
Probably. I want it as well.
I want it. That's a good time. I'll probably be done with Uncharted 4.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably be wrapping up Mirror's Edge.
Yep.
Going from a modern kind of shooter adventure game to a first-person futuristic-y parkour game.
You'll be dabbling in and out of Doom a bit, too.
Yeah. Dabbing in and out of Hell and back. Yep. And then just hopping right into just... You know, fantasy again. That's just a huge variety.
Great summer ahead of us. Yeah, and don't forget, Overwatch is going to be upon us as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have to see about that. I might need to play in the beta.
I'm probably more excited about Blood and Wine than any game that's coming out within the next few months.
Even more so than Uncharted?
Yeah,
shut your mouth.
Sorry, I freaking love Witcher.
Witcher is one of my favorite, you know, RPGs. Definitely one of my games of this generation for sure, but... Mm. Uncharted 4 might change my life. So.
Could be. It just might. But yeah, I hope it's true too, because obviously this is the biggest expansion coming for Witcher 3. Is it the last?
So excited. I believe so.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Let's hope they make a Witcher 4 at some point.
Yeah. I want them to get on that Cyberpunk game.
Me too, man.
Because I am so just curious as to what that is even going to be.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Evan was talking to me about that the other night.
Wow.
He's like reading up on it. He's really excited for it.
So, yeah. Well, I mean,
because he's playing The Witcher again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got back into it. He's really liking it.
Pretty cool. That's great. I think CD Projekt Red is definitely... I mean, they've been known to, you know, the, like, you know, hardcore gamers is, you know, very, very competent developers. But ever since The Witcher 3 released, and it's just, you know, has so much critical acclaim, they're definitely recognized as some of the most talented game developers on the planet right now. So I'll take whatever they make. So I'll totally to try whatever. So
yeah, our excitement just continues to rise. Let's hope that date's official.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine so. That makes total sense.
And the official box art was released the exact same day and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know.
Plus those, it's like after everything that's coming out, so it's perfect.
Yeah,
totally. GameStop COO Tony Bartel says new console launches seem imminent. What do you guys think?
In terms of the NX?
NX, and he also thinks that this whole PS4 rumor, PS4K and stuff, also is probably in the loop. Now, he doesn't know this for sure. Mm-hmm. He just seems, based on all these rumors and something else at event he was discussing that have to do with like VR coming soon and everything, he says he thinks that this is going to be an imminent thing that's coming our way based upon all these rumors that have been circulating for a while now.
I read a quote from, it might have been that guy, that he knows a lot of stuff he can't say.
Interesting.
Which made it seem like that he's pretty much confirming it.
Yeah.
Right.
With him saying that. I don't know who it was. That was just something trending on Facebook I saw.
Yeah.
I mean, the PlayStation 4.5 rumor just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's pretty much looked like it's going to happen.
I know. It's kind of like, I don't know what to feel,
I don't
feel about
buy
it.
I don't want to buy another.
I don't want another PS4.
I mean, I guess it just depends on what it does. Like, if it truly, like, you know, if
gives you
know,
free candy, sold.
Wow. If Pez is,
if like what we're speculating is like right, how it'll just play these games like better, and like VR will be a truly better experience. I mean, I probably will end up doing it. Yeah. But
is it like, do you want to, or would you rather just play your PS4 now?
I mean, if I can just trade in my PS4 and just pay like a certain price and just have the upgraded one, I'll probably just do that. I mean, I play the crap out of my PS4, so I mean, that's my primary gaming device. So I mean, I'll definitely upgrade it if I can. I mean, yeah, I would like to not spend the money, but then again, technology is just advancing so fast, and especially with like VR on the horizon, and there's gonna need to be more power.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess I kind of just gotta bite the bullet, you know, if you want to have a, you know,
another
more
one
power.
Bites the dust.
But the NX thing, I have no clue.
Right.
If that just comes out this November, then that'll be cool.
Totally.
I guess that'll just come. That's super fast. Mm-hmm. For them to have not even like revealed anything whatsoever about it. I still see rumors that there's going to be a gamepad with a screen on it. I think that's dumb.
Yeah.
I think they just need to make a console again. Then again, none of these are confirmed. The last rumor that came out about the NX was that stupid controller the guy photoshopped. So you can't really trust anything right now. I don't know. If I were a betting man, I would not say the NX is coming out this November.
Right.
Really?
But that's why I'm not a betting man. Because
See, but, the dream for me would be they would drop their whole Nintendo Direct thing for E3. They'd have a show.
Yeah.
And they'd announce it at E3.
Yeah.
With no one hearing about it before.
Mm-hmm. If they came out in November and said, Nintendo NX coming out
today.
This November. Yeah, today. This November, launching with Legend of Zelda, like, give the subtitle Master Sword of the Pig or something, whatever it is.
Is
and
that enough to...
It comes out the same day, people shit their pants and go crazy, especially if they like show the controller and it's just like a souped up like GameCube controller.
Yeah.
And it's like, this has this amount of power. Mm-hmm. You know, this is running it, you know, 1080p or maybe 4K or whatever. 4K. blah, 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 blah. It's this, that, all the technical stuff that I don't know about, but it's like super powerful and stuff. Like, it's stronger than PS4, Xbox One and stuff. Now you have my attention, Nintendo. Yeah. But if they
had my curiosity.
Yeah.
Now you have my attention.
Basically. That's not going to happen. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, in a perfect world, it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Preston, you brought up this topic to me a couple of weeks ago, maybe just a week ago, that I forgot to mention last week. But upon researching it myself, it interested me. This is from Telltale Now, this game's previously already been out on PC. I'm going to kind of dive into this, but give a synopsis for our friends in the community who may or may not have played it. But mm-hmm. get interested if you own a PS4 or Xbox One, because it's coming your way this summer, June, I believe. Ooh. Telltale's 7 Days to Die. Totally unlike any of their other games that they've released, you know, like their episodic games.
That's already out on PC?
It is, yeah.
Really?
It says, with over 1.5 million copies sold on PC, digitally downloaded, 7 Days to Die has redefined the survival genre with unrivaled crafting and world-building content. Now it comes to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One for the first time. Set in a brutally unforgiving post-apocalyptic world overrun by the undead, which obviously this already sounds kind of generic, but mm-hmm. I'm going to go into it more and it sounds pretty cool. 7 Days to Die is an open-world game that is a unique combination of first-person shooter, survival horror, tower defense, and role-playing games. It presents combat, crafting, looting, mining, exploration, and character growth in a way that has seen a rapturous response from fans worldwide. Now, I'm going to read some gameplay features here that really put it into perspective. It's right off the bat, as you heard, it's essentially a survival horror role-playing zombie game. It sounds very similar to DayZ and such. Mm-hmm. But This stuff sounds cool to me going into the bit of the gameplay here. Obviously, explore. It says huge, unique, and rich environments offering the freedom to play the game any way you want. Craft and repair weapons, clothes, armor, tools, vehicles, and more. Build. Take over a ruin or build from the ground up. Design your fortress to include traps and defensive positions to survive the undead. The world is fully destructible and moldable. Cooperate or compete includes two-player split-screen mode with an additional online multiplayer modes and features to be revealed in the near future. Create. Unleash your creativity and build the ultimate world by yourself or with friends. Enjoy unlimited access to nearly 400 in-game items and 1,200 unique building blocks in creative mode. Improve. Increase your skills in a multitude of active and passive disciplines. 7 Days to Die is the only true survival RPG with nearly 50 multi-tiered skill and perk groups. Choose. Play the handcrafted huge campaign world or dive back in with friends and play a new enormous randomly generated world with cities, towns, lakes, mountains, valleys, roads, cave systems, and wilderness locations. The possibilities are infinite with over 300 locations that are mixed into endless world permutations. So that's a lot to kind of swallow at once, but it doesn't sound insanely different from a lot of RPGs we play, but it almost sounds like a very post-apocalyptic Minecrafty survival horror game to me, which is cool. Obviously, zombies has been a bit overdone these days, but I mean, what else are you going to throw in there? Like aliens or something? But yeah, the trailer I saw looked cool. I had no idea. Obviously, I feel like even though it's claiming all these big things, like, oh, it's awesome, it looks cool to me, but if it's been out on PC and 1.5 million people have played it, how come I haven't heard of it before?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Right.
You don't follow PC gaming, I guess.
I guess. But that's the thing. If you hear of any game on PC that's awesome, you're like, oh, whoa.
Like I heard a DayZ like crazy. Everybody was playing that.
Right.
You know.
We never heard about
started this like survival game frenzy. Everybody was trying to like copy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we three never hear about League of Legends. It's the most popular game in the world. But
I hear about League of Legends all the time, though.
Okay. Well,
I don't.
I do. Okay. Well the things I follow is just constantly being brought up. And
I definitely see the name a lot. I don't hear like specifics of it, though.
Well, that's what I meant.
Right. It's just in conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not my crowd.
Yeah. 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 But, I mean, I said,
when you think about it, 1.5 million really isn't.
It's not a lot.
No. I mean, it's not massive.
Right.
Yeah.
By any means, no. But what really caught my attention to that is the fact that it was Telltale. I had no idea they had developed a game like this.
Yeah, me either.
Which is interesting in itself. But if that at all entices anyone listening today, it's coming to Xbox One and PS4 this June.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Moving on, this is what I'm most excited about. This is the most exciting story of the week. You guys ready?
Yes. Yeah.
The new Ghostbusters game for PS4, Xbox One, PC on July 15th, coming out the same day as the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How pumped are you
what
guys?
What a treat.
So
it is a real
excited.
Treat.
Did you see the gameplay trailer?
I did.
It looks so good.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
gotta
see
this.
I'm going to say something. I'm not allowed to call myself a hardcore Ghostbusters fan. I've seen 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed them, but I've never considered myself a diehard Ghostbusters fan. That being said, I thought the fact that everyone, almost the entire majority of the people that viewed the trailer, hated it completely. Which you got to say, there's definitely a vast majority of bandwagon haters as well.
Mm-hmm.
But from individuals that I know for a fact are hardcore Ghostbusters fans, to hear their outcry towards the producers of this movie saying how they're so disappointed with the way it looks and stuff. Obviously, no one has seen it yet, so they may be completely wrong, but I think it's fair to say for most Ghostbusters fans, based off the trailer, that they're not excited about it. The fact that, as just, I haven't even checked in months at this point, but the fact that the trailer had just an absurd amount of dislikes, and I went to the game trailer for the video game, same thing. Just a wave and wave and wave of dislikes, which I feel bad for the developers of this game, and I feel bad for the producers and stuff, because I'm sure deep down, maybe not, it might have just been all about money, but some part of them had to have wanted to make a great movie and wanted to excite fans again and get them pumped about Ghostbusters, but obviously it's been nothing but backlash. So if I was the people responsible for the Ghostbusters franchise right now, I'd be crapping my pants, because Lord knows what's going to happen this summer.
Yeah.
But the gameplay, or at least graphically, looked pretty rough.
Yeah. I mean, there was a game like this already,
right,
on last gen, kind of the over-the-top, like, arcadey Ghostbuster shooter thing. And
wasn't that pretty successful?
I don't know if it was successful. It wasn't received well at all.
Okay.
There was a actual good Ghostbusters game.
The
like third-person
one, right?
Shooter,
that's the one I'm
almost
thinking of.
Yeah, that was received very well among critics and stuff. I mean, you would think Activision would want to kind of build off of that.
Totally.
And make another one. But then again, you would think Activision would want to make a good Spider-Man game, too.
Yeah.
But I guess they kind of just really don't care.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
They're so dumb for just sitting on that. Not
yeah,
making
I mean,
a great
they're,
game.
They got the Ghostbusters franchise. God. I mean, you know...
Let's
hope
that now that,
something better with
that, that Disney technically has their toe in bed with Sony right now, by some miracle, maybe we'll get a good Spider-Man game finally. Just maybe.
It's my dream, Garrett.
It is my dream. It is. If they can make a Spider-Man game that is on the level of excellence of the Arkham series, mm-hmm, but Spider-Man, I don't know what I'll do with myself. Like, yeah, it would be unbelievable. There is so much potential.
It deserves to happen, but for some reason, Activision just... I don't know. They don't want their own Arkham franchise, I guess. They just put...
Not.
I mean, Beenox by no means is like a bad developer, but they're not a Rocksteady.
Definitely
by
not.
Any means.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't know what Activision's thinking. For them to have so much Call of Duty money and be in partners with Blizzard and all that crap, you would think they could just, you know, take these giant licenses like Ghostbusters and Spider-Man and make something really great out of them. But the world may never know.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely correct. We're going to dabble in a bit of Spider-Man later on when we wrap up this podcast here in a bit.
Ooh.
The last real bit of gaming, not really, I know I wouldn't really call it news, but announcement that I came across this week via Facebook, of all things, the most vile place on earth.
I would also like to correct myself. Activision is purely a publisher.
Right.
When I say make, I don't literally mean Activision making the game.
I knew what you meant.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah. Some listeners may have mistaken that. It's good you corrected yourself. Preston does not think that Activision develops the Spider-Man games. You did mention Beenox, though.
Yes.
So you're good. I understood what you meant.
All right, cool.
But from Blue Isle Studios, same developer of Slender the Arrival, a game called Valley for PC and consoles coming this summer. I'm going to read you a little synopsis of this, put it in perspective for you. You can probably check out the trailer later. The game's called Valley. Explore the vast and beautiful world of Valley using the power of the Leaf system. That's L-E-A-F, like with dots in between, like abbreviated for something, obviously. The Leaf suit, a fierce exoskeleton that grants exceptional speed and agility, along with a phenomenal ability to manipulate the life and death of all living things. And that's the little synopsis. This goes into a little bit more detail what the story is going to be like. Valley is a first-person shooter adventure unlike any other. Hidden deep within a remote region of the Rocky Mountains, you find yourself bewildered within a secluded valley. With the power of a recently discovered Leaf suit, leap effortlessly, though air functionality, run and jump your way through beautiful forests, dangerous ruins, and vast environments, all while utilizing the power to control life and death to uncover the startling secrets of the mysterious valley. Now, as far as you read, you know, gameplay, first-person shooter, you have an exosuit that makes you run and jump fast. Sounds like Advanced Warfare in Black Ops 3. But as far as the gameplay is concerned, that's cool and all, but what really grasped my interest was the trailer for it, because it gave me a very Bioshocky vibe, specifically the first Bioshock, story-wise, because it seemed very mysterious and not quite sure what's going on. It had some creepy elements to it, and the fact that it was just kind of showing all these vast, beautiful environments and going in and out of these like scary looking factories and stuff, utilizing this leaf suit, just looked very interesting and intriguing to me. And normally I'd see something like this and be like, oh, whatever. But if it was just showed off like action-packed gameplay of the exosuit, I wouldn't have cared. But the story seemed very interesting. If you haven't seen the trailer, I suggest you take it a look. It's from
and
Blue Isle
is
Studios.
The same people that made Slender Man.
Slender the Arrival, yeah. So
that's a different game.
It is, totally, yeah. Obviously, this is action-packed. I'm hoping, like I said, the trailer gives me the vibe there will be some horror elements in there. Horror elements in there. Because obviously Slender is a pretty spooky series.
Yeah.
But
he's a whore, too.
He is a whore. It looked very cool. Valley, check it out. Check out the trailer, see what you think. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on it below, because I thought it looked interesting, but it's coming to consoles and PC this summer. I'm definitely going to keep my eye on this one, because I love a good story, and this looks cool. I wanted to bring that to your boys' attention.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Daddy.
Jacob, before we wrap up gaming news this evening, give us a little synopsis of did you experience some of the Destiny update this week?
A bit.
Okay, give us a little rundown for us, if you don't mind.
It's just an update. It's not like an expansion that we're used to getting in Destiny. It's various PvP changing some guns around.
I feel like they've been doing that since day one.
Yeah. It was just like a bigger version of that. Yeah. They're always, you know, changing how guns work just to keep things interesting.
Definitely.
They updated the Prison of Elders, which is that, you know, horde mode in the game, just to provide a new in-game activity for the game. They added one story mission, one strike. Overall, it's...
Now, are these strikes in different areas, or are they areas we're familiar with?
Same areas. There's nothing new in the game.
Well, I feel like they're just stalling at this point until Destiny 2 comes out.
Or this fall, maybe when they announce something new. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm just excited for Destiny 2.
I heard Destiny 2 would be coming out in spring next year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... Okay. Well, it was delayed, but it wasn't announced in 2016.
Gotcha.
So. Yeah, that's what Activision said in their last earnings call. But yeah, overall, the update's just okay. There's a lot of new, like, cool-looking gear that you get from packages. And apparently, you can buy these packages, which has caused a ton of controversy, because you can buy them with real money. Mm. And, yeah.
Now, that's another game Activision has that makes an obscene amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's another excuse
to
not have a cool Spider-Man game.
Yeah, totally.
It all links back to Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything does these days.
Yeah, you guys probably aren't missing very much.
Yeah, I have not felt the urge to play Destiny.
Hop back into Destiny 2.
Oh, totally,
absolutely, and hopefully I can transfer my character.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. And until that point, probably won't hop back in.
Me neither.
So
I don't hate Destiny.
I definitely
don't
enjoyed
have that much
my
fun.
Time with it. Like, I definitely had some.
The first few months, man,
times.
Were awesome. Mm-hmm. Even beyond that,
Taken King, I had a lot of fun.
Me
with,
too. I liked that a lot.
See, I'm not even like sure we're gonna get that size expansion this fall. I feel like they're all, like, all hands on deck for the new game. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I would be fine with them just focusing on that and just have a team like doing little small updates like this.
They have like
now,
a live
so.
Team doing updates like this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they probably just have a majority of it, like, all hands on deck for Destiny 2. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
Boys, moving on to some exciting comic book movie news this evening. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, this was awesome to me. Everyone expected this was coming, but the fact that they confirmed it, I think, is appropriate based on the response of Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck is finally confirmed to not only star as Batman in the solo Batman movie, but to direct it as well, which is very exciting, because I'm sure you guys know Ben Affleck is a very talented director. And to see his take on a Batman film is very exciting, because everyone obviously loved his Batman, for the most part. Loved his Batman and Batman v Superman, and the fact that
have
he gets a
chance.
Have
you heard anybody that didn't like it?
I have not. I've heard people say, like, I don't really know if I'm down for the killing thing, but it's okay, I guess.
I am.
I'm down for it, too.
I want him to drop some bodies in this movie.
Now, I want them to address that in his solo movie, maybe even Justice League. I want to, even if it's like a sentence, like, oh, I was pissed because Robin's dead. Like, whatever. At least say something.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be an explanation for that, because obviously the tradition of the character is that he doesn't kill.
Mm-hmm.
But if they take those elements into the solo Batman movie, everyone speculated that's an excellent opportunity to really delve deep into who Bruce Wayne is, who Batman is, and how he became the way he is, based upon, like, our assumption that Jason Todd's dead, or possibly the Joker, who knows. But regardless, that's really exciting news to me. Did you see the latest, I think we watched it together, the latest Suicide Squad trailer. Featured a lot more Batman than we were expecting. which is exciting.
Showed him with like a aqua breather thing.
Right, and carrying Harley Quinn towards the Batmobile and stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely excited about that movie regardless of the... or despite, I should say, the reshoots they're doing, which every time I hear about reshoots in a movie, I know that's a pretty common thing, but more often than not, that's not always a good thing I hear. I mean, sometimes it's like, oh, we wanted to add more, take more away, blah, blah, blah. Makes me a little nervous, but the trailers look awesome. It looks very entertaining. I know we're all excited for it.
I was one of the few people I've seen that since the beginning have just really been into the Joker and really have liked him.
Talking about the current Joker we're getting.
Yes, the Jared Leto Joker. Ever since even that first picture, I was super into it. Even with the douchey tattoos and stuff, I was still really into it. And each trailer I've seen, I'm just getting more and more into it. And his, you know, just his lines in the last one, his laugh and stuff. I'm like, I'm super excited to see this like new take on him. So that's got me most excited. And Harley Quinn, I think they showed off a way better side of her in this trailer. The first one, it was kind of everything she said, it was like really cheesy for some reason, but this one seemed to like kind of tone it down a little bit, and I enjoyed her way more. So
yeah, nothing but excitement from me.
Jared Leto must have a really interesting life. You know, he's a pretty well established actor now. He's 30 he's seconds to Mars. Star.
Yeah.
That guy's got everything.
He's definitely got to be one of the coolest dudes ever. The fact that you're a rock star, not only just like, oh, I play drums in this band, but he's the lead vocalist of a successful rock band. Not only is he an Oscar winning actor, but he gets to play the Joker.
Yeah.
That's just a really cool dude.
Pretty awesome.
But I was going to say, I mentioned just before we move on, is that the Jared Leto Joker Jason Todd theory has become such a huge theory that I've met people that think that's already confirmed.
Yeah.
Like,
I would love that to be it.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But at the same time, it's a shame because one of my disappointment, I wouldn't even say disappointment, one of the things that was disheartening to me when we saw The Force Awakens, for example, was how someone had figured out that Kylo Ren was indeed Ben Solo, Han Solo's son, and that he had betrayed Luke. And you and I, when we heard that rumor or that theory, we were like, that is so cool. That we were hoping that if that isn't the theory, we hope it's something even cooler.
Yeah.
Turns out that was the exact theory to the T, which was still cool.
That sucks.
Yeah, because I like that, but going into the movie, we were fully aware of
now,
what was going to happen.
Here's my thing why I agree with you, but why I really want it to be Jason Todd. Because if they confirm Jason Todd is in this universe, they have to confirm that Dick Grayson is in this universe, which therefore means they have to confirm that Nightwing is in this universe.
Exactly.
And that makes me really happy if that's true. Now, what if they did mix it up and this is Dick Grayson who went crazy and not Jason Todd? So they're like, they pull the old switcheroo on everybody.
Maybe.
Switcheroo.
Yeah. I would definitely prefer the Jason Todd because I want to see Batman and Nightwing back to back fighting.
You're a big Nightwing fan, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really like Dick Grayson. I think he's cool. I think Nightwing just
he's my
looks
favorite Robin.
Badass.
Nightwing looks so badass.
Yeah, he just looks so cool. I can never pronounce him. His Escrimba stick things. I just think those are so cool. Like what he fights
batons.
With. Yeah, they're called something starts with an E, and I can never pronounce them.
Electrocutioners.
But yeah,
like
I just,
the villain.
I just think he's so freaking cool.
He is
so
cool.
I would just love to see him on big screen, especially see just like their adaptation to like his suit and stuff.
Right.
It's going to be so cool.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I put a lot of faith in Ben Affleck, not only in his acting ability, but his direction has always been great. Mm-hmm. And obviously, his Argo won Best Picture a few years ago, I think now. But obviously he's got a lot of talent. Let's hopefully he puts that talent to its highest potential.
It's going to be good.
Absolutely. But yeah, that was pretty exciting. Moving on, Mega Man, the cartoon series coming. This comes from Kwame Opum of TheVerge.com. Forgive me if I pronounced it wrong. Quote, just in time for the character's 30th anniversary, a Mega Man animated series is set to land on TV screens in 2017. Capcom announced today that a new series is being co-developed by animation companies Dentsu Entertainment USA and Man of Action Entertainment, the outfit behind Cartoon Network's Ben 10 series and recent Academy Award-winning Disney outing Big Hero 6, which is awesome. The series will be 26 episodes long, presumably with more episodes to come if the show finds success, end quote. How do you guys feel about that?
All right.
I had a chill right there. Cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I love Mega. I'm not allowed to be like, I'm a hardcore Mega Man fan. I've only played a couple of the X series. I haven't even played. I have the Mega Man collection. I plan to at some point play through those. But I feel like I'm allowed to say I love Mega Man in the sense that I love Mega Man X. It's my favorite Mega Man game out of the two or three that I played. I've always loved the character of Mega Man. I'm not an expert on the lore, but the fact that they're making a cartoon is cool because I've always thought the cartoony cutscenes in Mega Man games look awesome. The fact that it would be a nice story played out, I think, is exciting. I love excellent animated series like Batman the Animated Series, Attack on Titan recently is one that I dabbled in, obviously. But that's pretty cool news to me. I'll definitely check it out. I thought that was fun to include because Mega Man obviously is a video game character. This is a video game, primarily a video game podcast. How do you feel about it, Jacob? There.
I mean, I'm not the biggest Mega Man fan. I mean, I've always been interested, but you know, I've never really given it a shot. I'd love to play that collection that you have.
If you get bored and you have time, you can play it before I do if you want, because right now I don't have time.
All I know is that it's challenging and, you know, it's a classic.
Absolutely.
I want to give it a shot.
I've played Mega Man X 1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. Never beat any of them because when I played them, I was a very inept child. I sucked. I have 4 on my PS Vita.
I have X and 1 on my Vita.
But, yeah, I want to get that one. And I'm at the very, very end. I just haven't sat down and finished it. X7, I think, was the PS2 one. I remember renting it from Blockbuster and remember thinking it was really bad. And I actually recently stumbled upon some, like, a guy doing a video on it. And I was like, oh, so I was right. It is bad. I don't know. That's the most recent one I played, and obviously Mega Man has kind of fallen off. I knew they did like an 8 and 9, I think, like arcade games, like XBLA, and those were received very well. But I think they were working on Mega Man Legends or something like that, and it got canceled. So Mega Man's kind of fallen off because the creator's making Mighty No. 9 now.
Right.
Lord knows when that's coming out.
I know. Been delayed. I thought it was supposed to have been out by now.
So... I don't know. Maybe if this is really successful, they'll start making them again. But the last time somebody made a cartoon that was a video game and made a video game after that cartoon, it turned out to be one of the worst games ever made. And I'm referring to Sonic Boom. So I don't know if that's a good idea or not. Because if that becomes popular with children, are they going to make a super hard as balls platformer to market to these children? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that's the thing. Were they marketed to children originally?
Mega Man?
The original games?
I mean, it was on Nintendo. I mean, kids had Nintendo. I'm sure tons of kids.
I mean, those games
it,
are regarded as not being entirely easy.
Is this? No, not at all. But this is going to be on Cartoon Network, right?
I believe so.
Which is primarily kids are going to be watching that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be watching, and you call me a little kid.
But, yeah, I don't know. That is definitely, I would be interested to see, like, if it got popular, if they would make just a hardcore, hardest crap Mega Man game. You know?
Absolutely. I'm hoping for that. I'd love to see it like a next-gen-y type Mega Man
platformer. Could totally see it. Like when I was listening to you on the Double Tap podcast about games now just being easy, like would Capcom? Would Capcom make a, I don't know, would they... like kind of reboot the franchise and be hard as crap now, especially with the cartoon out there and stuff. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's pretty exciting. Boys, the next Spider-Man solo movie is officially titled Spider-Man Homecoming. I think that sounds so cool.
It does. I like it.
You think you like it too, Jacob?
I do.
It seems like...
you're the only people I've heard that like it. So
yeah, the three of us and maybe one or two people on the internet. Everyone else is like, why didn't you call it Spectacular Spider-Man? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? This sounds stupid. Now, obviously, we all know that this is supposedly for two reasons. One, obviously, there's apparently a Spider-Man comic series called Homecoming. I don't know about it. I haven't read it, so I can't comment on that. But that's cool in its own sense. And it's also been confirmed that, not confirmed, but talked about the fact that they're calling a Spider-Man Homecoming because he's coming home to Marvel, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where he belongs. Read a cool fact that will get you boys excited that I was unaware of. Obviously, we know that Marvel and Sony are working together on this. Originally, we thought that Marvel was just allowed to use Spider-Man in the movies. Turns out, Sony is strictly funding Spider-Man Homecoming, where Marvel is doing all the creative process of it.
Really?
Okay. Which is amazing.
That makes me
They can already get a taste of that, because one, the Civil War reviews have been overwhelmingly, overwhelmingly positive with Spider-Man. Everyone's saying this is the best on-screen Spider-Man, best on-screen Peter Parker. Apparently, apparently Tom Holland kills it. And the title of Spider-Man Homecoming they showed was like the perfect font that mentally, like, I could have never imagined, but it just looks amazing. Yeah. Just like, it almost looks cartoony in a way, and it has like his little cartoon head. Yeah. I know other people saying like, this looks dumb. It looks like it was made in like Microsoft Paint or something. Mm-hmm. I thought it looked amazing, and it got me so excited to hear
and
more about
it.
In
the end, I don't care if they're like, here's the new Spider-Man reboot. It's called The Boy in the Spider Suit. Like, that's right. The name of the movie. I don't give a crap what it's called. Like, yeah. I'm from, like you, exactly like you said, from what I've heard, this is... could potentially be the best Spider-Man, you know, ever on screen. So that's I don't care exciting. What it's called. I just want to see the movie. The yeah. name of a movie doesn't control, you know, the movie. So I don't know why everybody's getting so upset about it. Like, mm-hmm. calm down.
It's important yeah. to a degree, but not like that.
It's Spider-Man. Yeah. People are going to see yeah. it.
As long as Spider-Man's
mean,
in the
on.
Title, yeah. it's good enough.
It's not like we're naming it. A Star Wars movie, you know? Those yeah. are kind of
you could call Star Wars, like, The Fart Returns, and it's
see,
a
I would
billion
like
things.
I would
like.
That.
I mean, when you come to the IP, I mean, when there's Spider-Man or Batman or whatever, who cares what it's called? People are going to go see it.
Yeah, regardless. Yeah.
And if it's a good movie, it's... Nobody, I didn't sit through Inglourious Basterds and was like, man, that movie was great, but the name.
It really bothers me.
It really
me.
Bothers me.
Yeah. That's true. There's apparently a pretty heavy rumor floating around that the Vulture will be the main draw of this
that would
of the
be
movie.
So cool.
Has he been in a movie yet?
No.
I don't think he has not. And apparently not. Kevin Feige, who's kind of like the head honcho of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, has been apparently, I think he was a producer or something on the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, and he's always pushed the Vulture idea since the beginning. And their plans were to take Vulture into Spider-Man 4 with Tobey Maguire before that series tanked and they rebooted it. Still suggested Vulture through Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, and now he's finally getting his dream come true apparently. And
I heard Michael Keaton is being asked to play the villain.
Really? Mm-hmm. Ever since Birdman, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know if that's where the rumor came from, but yeah. I've seen that from several places that Michael Keaton is
dude,
potentially in.
Dude, that sounds
that.
Awesome.
Is he old enough to be the Vulture?
I think so. He looked really old so. In Birdman. Did you okay. see Birdman?
No.
Of course, certain makeups, especially when he's kind of yeah. bald, he looks mm-hmm. very old.
Birdman's
I'm not saying he looks like a grandpa, but he looks mm-hmm. like he's had some weathered years yeah. on him. But
I'd be interested to see if their take on the Falcon, because as far as I remember him from like the cartoon and stuff, he was like legitimately green, right?
You're like, talking about Vulture?
Yeah.
He had like green wings and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder
It'd
if
be
he
interesting.
Would be like an animal, like mutated dude or
like mechanical
like
or something.
Yeah. Something like
kind of like Falcon from Avengers
yeah. yeah.
So yeah, it'll be interesting, but that sounds cool. And the other rumors that either he'll be the main villain or a secondary villain to someone else, which I'm already like, please don't do too many villains again. I think yeah. obviously now that Marvel's ahead of the creative process, they're not going to screw this up.
Mm-hmm.
But
I want to see Venom done justice.
Amen,
big
brother.
Venom. Yes.
I think
big
Marvel knows that
Venom.
Too.
A Spider-Man movie done by Marvel with big old Venom and maybe Carnage in there. Just kidding. Yeah. Just I can die.
Yeah,
I can literally die in peace. Yeah, and I'd be happy
this might
that.
Sound.
Those
silly.
Are the two best like villains in my opinion, besides yeah. Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my two other favorite villains.
Yeah, of and of time. Course I would love to see a Marvel Green Goblin. Just mm-hmm. I want to see all of Spider-Man's classic characters done by Marvel.
Right,
for sure. Exciting. Like Rhino. Let's not let Marvel do Sinister Six.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, something else. Oh yeah, this might sound silly to some people. One of my biggest hopes for the movie is that they take the score and the soundtrack in a very cartoony direction. Like mm-hmm. I love the music from the cartoon series. Mm-hmm. It might sound so stupid to
just
some people.
Super like 90s rock and synth.
Yeah, it's like 90s yeah. rock and synth just sounds Spider-Man-y to me because yeah. I know we grew up watching that cartoon.
Yeah.
I think that'd be so cool if they did that. But yeah. We'll see what happens.
That'd
regardless.
Be so awesome.
A lot of cool stuff coming from Marvel, obviously. One of them being, do you guys see the Doctor Strange trailer?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool. Pretty cool.
Ever since Ant-Man, I'm up for whatever.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'll see it. So
yeah, I'm excited about it. I think it looks very interesting, and mm-hmm. I think most people know that Benedict Cumberbatch is a very talented actor. I love
I'm
him in pretty much everything.
See him in Assassin's Creed. So
oh yeah,
Benedict Cumberbatch is in Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. What? He's the assassin.
Are you talking about Michael Fassbender?
Shit. Never mind.
Michael Fassbender is awesome too.
Yeah, I don't know why I connected those two names.
That's
together.
Okay.
Forgive me.
That's okay. We'll move on and forget that ever happened. Deadpool 2 is confirmed. We expected this. Tim
yeah.
Miller, the director, will return with the entire creative team, obviously including Ryan Reynolds. But Tim Miller, I didn't know this, but apparently that was his first full length directorial debut. Like, it was the first movie, full-length movie he's feature-length movie he's ever directed, apparently. Cool. Which he nailed it. And that's cool that he's coming back, and the entire creative team that was involved in the first one is coming back with Ryan Reynolds. So I think there's nothing but absolute potential with the sequel. Yeah. I know we all enjoyed Deadpool. I'm not a huge Deadpool fan, but the movie was very entertaining.
Yes, I love
it. I like Ryan Reynolds a lot, so that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Cable in it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because at the after the credits, pretty much confirmed it. So yeah. That's cool.
That is cool. But yeah, I'm excited about that too. Kind of lastly, the last really cool announcement. I guess I could have included this after the solo Batman stuff, but bouncing back to Batman for a second. Batman's animated movie for The Killing Joke, which that comic is right there behind you, Jacob, has officially received an R rating. It will debut at Comic-Con this year, and there's not yet a Blu-ray release yet. So obviously it'll be coming. We're probably around the same time. But debuting at Comic-Con and has received an R rating, which is awesome, which basically confirms that they will be sticking to all of the story elements of that comic. Because I remember the only reason I read that comic, which was a couple of years ago now, and I purchased it, was because it was regarded as one of the darkest Batman comics that exists. It's always been very famous. It's the cover is the Joker in the Hawaiian shirt with the camera, which is a scene they featured in the Arkham Knight, which is cool. And but that comic definitely is super dark, very brutal, and what happens to Batgirl, I won't spoil it for anyone that's going to either watch the movie or read the comic, it's like so effed up. Like, I was just amazed that they had put this in a Batman comic. But the fact that they're going to, and what happens to Gordon too is really effed up. So, and the ending of that comic, this isn't really a spoiler, but one of the coolest parts about that comic is one of the only times where Batman's not only holding Joker by the throat, but they're both laughing maniacally together at the end of it, because it's just like so crazy what happens in the story. But the fact that they're, not only is Kevin Conroy voicing Batman, which is obviously my favorite Batman, and I'm sure you guys would agree he's like truly the voice of Batman from all the animated series. Mark Hamill's the Joker, which
is a
must. I
should have brought in George Clooney to do the VO.
Yeah, so, I agree. Yeah,
he's a phenomenal
definitely
Batman.
But that alone is super exciting. The animation looks very similar to how the comics illustrated, which is awesome. And the fact that they're sticking to that story, given an R rating, is really ballsy from DC. And this will not only be an R rating for this comic specifically, but the Blu-ray release of Batman v Superman will also receive an R rating, which two R-rated pieces of content from DC. It's pretty wild out there. They're kind of beating Marvel to the punch as far as the R ratings go. Well, I guess if you include the Daredevil TV show and Jessica Jones TV show, those would be R rated if they were movies. But regardless, that's cool that they're sticking to the core elements of the story and not shying away from any of it. I thought that was exciting. You guys excited about that at all?
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
I'm definitely
going to watch it.
If you're interested in the comic,
I want to read that comic.
You can take it home with you tonight if you want.
I don't
want
to take it.
I think you should. It's a good toilet read.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I bought Under the Red Hood, and I still haven't watched that.
That's a great one, too. So,
yeah, I need to watch that, too. I know it happens already. That's probably why I haven't sat down.
Let's hope we see a version of that from Ben Affleck. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm also up for original stories, but that would be really cool to see live action, especially if the twist is true with the Joker.
Red Hood. Well, if the Joker's there, then that's kind of already
exactly
done. But okay, that's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
But instead of Joker actually, quote-unquote, killing Jason Todd, he turned him into the next Joker, essentially, is the theory. But that's cool.
What I want.
Lastly, boys, I just wanted to get your thoughts on how you feel about the fact that we're a week away from the next season of Game of Thrones. Is it season 6 or 7?
6.
6. How do you guys feel? Are you excited?
Yeah,
very.
I'm
very
thrilled.
Excited. Yeah.
What's up with Jon Snow?
That's what everyone's asking, and I know there's been a lot of joking around going on with the cast. I know the cast has been interviewed as a joke. It's like, what do you think's happened to Jon Snow? And I didn't watch any of it because I don't care. I'm just going to wait to see what happens. And I know apparently, I've heard just countless different stories. Apparently, the actor who plays Jon Snow's at one point like begged people to quit asking him about it because he's so sick of hearing about it.
Yeah.
I know he's been spotted on set of season 6. People think it might be a flashback or something. Who knows? I don't know the books. I haven't read the books. I don't know the story. I'd like to see him come back because he was who I was rooting for the most.
Yeah, the show's caught up to the books now. So
that's true. They're kind of like
this is the first time
the
movies or the show's going to be doing stuff outside the books.
Right. That's
I feel like if Jon Snow is still alive and just like comes back normal, that's like too hopeful for this show.
I agree.
Like if he's back, it's got to be in some like effed up way.
Yeah.
Or something
like it's
wrong.
Not the same.
Like he's undead or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe that fire lady will do some crazy magic. Who knows?
Yeah, easily my favorite scene, spoiler alert, from season 5 was that part where he picks up his sword and, like, what does he stab or slice that ice guy? And it, like, kills him. And he kills the ice walker guy, whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most epic moments I've seen in the show. Yeah. And he was, like, shocked that he killed it. Yeah. And I was, like, so cool.
I'm really interested that, what's his name, Bran and Hodor are going to be back this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to know what's using happening
those,
up there.
Those fancy abilities of his.
Mm-hmm. Have you asked Ciri if she's excited for Game of Thrones to come back?
No. Do it right now.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, check it out.
I think that's what... Oh, I forgot what you say to her. Let me try this. Sorry if I mess this up. It's no
problem. Hold it up to the mic.
Are you excited for Game of Thrones? No comment. Okay.
Interesting.
You say something about Game of Thrones, and she just says Hodor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's I forgot funny. What you say to her, though. Hodor. I'm trying Hodor. To think. Yeah, for... Oh, no, no, no.
Look it up real quick. Yeah, I want to see this.
Okay, Jacob. I don't really know what to say other than I'm excited.
Yeah. Another spoiler. Oh, this is full of spoilers at this point.
Okay.
What do you think is going to happen with Daenerys?
Targaryen. Oh, now that she's back with the, what are they called again?
Dothraki?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I didn't know that was them. I'm glad you brought that up. I just thought it was some random tribe of people.
What was the leader of their tribe's name again? Aquaman?
That she was married to?
Yeah. What was his name again? Starts with a D.
Khal Drogon? Something like that.
Something, Khal Drogon or something? Something That's like not that. It, but it's something like that. Yeah, I'm wondering
Khal
if they'll
Drogo.
Still respect her.
You ready to go?
Khal
Drogo?
Don't you mean Aquaman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa.
You ready?
Yeah.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes. I asked Jon Snow for some hints, but he knows nothing.
That's awesome.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes. I asked.
Say something different. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay. She's supposed to say like four different things.
Okay.
I can read you what she says. She says that one. She says, "Who, me, Ciri, first of the name, Ciri, silicon born of the house apple, ruler of the alarms and reminders, guardian of the calendar appointments, keeper of the ontologies, flipper of coins. Yes, I am watching."
That's awesome.
And then she just says Hodor.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then you, I think there's other things you can say to her as well that from Game of Thrones, like
that's cool.
Winter is coming.
I can't get the weather for Westeros.
Okay.
Well, no, she said for Westeros.
Did she really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Winter is coming.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, if you guys can hear that, she says, "Does a Lannister always pay his debts?"
So Ciri's a big Game of Thrones fan, I guess.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, but I think to wrap up, essentially, I think we're just all really excited for season 6 of Game of Thrones next week. Our what's exciting, we used to do this when we lived together, which, Lord willing, Jake and I will be living together again very soon.
Maybe.
We used to get our Taco Bell, knock out our videos, and watch some Game of Thrones together. It sounds very exciting.
It does.
But yeah. It'd be interesting every week to include it at the end of our podcast for season 6 of Game of Thrones, is kind of give a brief review of each episode, because it's every Sunday. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at the same time, it'd be a week behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see. Well, at least you'll hear from us regarding Game of Thrones as the season goes on anyway. That's it for me. That was my entire list of news.
Thank you.
Preston,
send
us out.
It was a pleasure.
It was.
That was episode 47. Of the It's Obvious Gaming Podcast, the show where my two best friends and I get together every single week to discuss video games and other things. If you like that, please give us a like down below, comment, join in on the conversation.
Absolutely.
Follow us on iTunes, Audioboom, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of the above.
All the goodies.
All of the goodies. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to spend this very long night with you.
As always.
Talking about things I love very dearly.
Yep. This has been our longest podcast of all time.
Oh, really?
It's almost been 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
I kind of figured it felt like that long.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I enjoyed it. Like I said, join in on the conversation down below, and because we definitely like to talk with you guys.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, any ending thoughts for tonight?
Out of everything we've read, announcement-wise, I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm.
To our friends from the community. You're all amazing. Thank you so much for sticking with us, even to the end. Even if you only listen for 30 seconds, I don't know how you would hear me saying this if you only listen to 30 seconds. But if you've made it this far, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sticking around. As Preston said, we'd love to hear from you. God bless each and every one of you. I hope you have an excellent week.
Yes. Thank you.
You're the hero we don't deserve.
Yes.
You're right.
Or however that quote goes at the end of Dark Knight. Yeah.
The hero we need but don't deserve.
Yeah.
Is that it right?
I don't know. Something,
something like that. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
However, that's Gordon says it is really epic.
That's you. We appreciate you regardless.
Amen.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good one.
Good night.